audio version of Michael Lehtman's blog. June 20, 2019, I want for their good. Question: we are given society in order to become similar to the Creator. Several billion people walk around me. Is the only thing I need to do is engage in altruism toward them? Then will I become similar to this higher being? Answer: there is no higher being. There is a higher property of bestowal and love. This is the power of emanation, development, bestowal, and positive influence. Question: is it a force similar to gravity that acts on everyone whether we want it or not? Answer: there is no such force in our nature like the one we are talking about. The spiritual nature is a desire to do something just for the sake of someone, for the other's complete good, without any connection with yourself. I perform a spiritual act when I detach from myself. This state is called tsimtsum, the reduction of my desire, and I want to give everything to others for their good, without any connection to me. Question: so, do I need to give something to the people around me? Why? I have nothing. Answer: you have nothing to give and they have nothing to receive. We should just direct our desires. If I direct all my desires to others, I will turn into a transmitter, into a pipe through which the highest abundance, light, will pass through. But my direction to them should be absolutely selfless. Question: so is it about intention, not about action? Answer: of course. Question: now I am imprisoned within myself, I automatically think about how to improve my state every second at all levels. So will a person take care of others the same way? Answer: yes. In this case, one will be called being in the spiritual world and in spiritual action, and then the person will see the whole world in a completely different way. From CabTV's Basics of Kabbalah, November 26, 2018. Freeing up space for the Creator. Spiritual advancement depends on the extent to which we nullify ourselves to complete zero in front of the group. Every time I return to the thought of the need for self-annulment, I am again horrified. I myself would have never thought of such an idea. Of course, it comes from the Creator either directly from above or through the environment by all sorts of means. I myself am unable to want to annul myself by measuring my spiritual advancement with this measure of self-annulment. I find myself increasingly remote from spirituality, and my friends increasingly successful. It really discourages, deters, and annoys me. However, on the other hand, I must understand that it needs to be so. If I do not retreat from such states, and if I thank the Creator each time for reminding me of my work again and again, then each and every penny accumulates into a great sum. I advance and will someday succeed. It does not even matter whether or not I see my success, but every time I get an awakening to the truth, to my nullification in front of the group, I take another step forward to the palace of the Creator, and therefore, I should be joyful. Beforehand, I had the desire to enjoy, egoistic knowledge. Then this place empties. It is this complete poverty that makes it possible not to demand fulfillment in understanding and feeling, but to rise above them and ask for the ability to fill this emptiness with dedication to the Creator through the group. It turns out that I disconnect from the corporeal state, rise above it, and fill my desires with the greatness of the Creator. This is rising to the upper floor, to faith above reason. It is impossible even to compare these two states, reason and faith above reason. Everything I understand and feel is within reason, and above reason there is something that I do not want to understand and feel. I want only to bestow to the Creator and feel how my friends in the group bestow to the Creator. Therefore, we are building a new state called the upper world. It is good that I feel emptiness and a lack of craving for and no use of spirituality. However, I simultaneously imagine the greatness of the Creator and the pleasure that I bestow to Him precisely by doing the work for Him without any reward. This should be very important to me. The Creator purposely builds a state for me where I do not feel and do not understand Him, I do not feel any taste in Him. By this, He frees up a place in me, cleansing it from the garbage of this world so that I begin to fill it with the greatness of the Creator. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, June 6, 2019, lesson on the topic The Absolute Zero. Answers to your questions, part 237. Question: if a person is in the intention for one's own sake, should he try to change his intention to an intention for the sake of bestowal in order to gain the quality of bestowal through his own abilities, or must he attract the light with only his egoistic motivation, without trying to change himself, but wanting the light to change him? Is that enough to acquire the characteristic of bestowal? Answer: a person cannot determine with certainty his interconnection with the upper light. Therefore it is said, you must do everything in your power to do to change yourself to resemble the Creator. Question: can a person acquire the characteristic of bestowal with only an egoistic aspiration? Answer: exactly. Kabbalah and the nature of the light. Question: there are some waves outside us that pass through our five sensory organs. They become processed by the brain, and inside us, as Balhar Sulam writes, that there is some kind of lens that scrolls this reality on a screen and I see it as particles of matter. Is he saying that if a person looks at these waves, he sees them as particles, and if he does not observe them, then they behave as waves? Answer: this is about the wave and particle nature of the light. A few thousand years ago, Kabbalists already knew from their attainment that these were simultaneously waves and particles. If we are dealing with the receiving light, then we quantize it, and if we are talking about general fulfillment, then we measure it in waves, in properties. From Cab TV's Basics of Kabbalah, November 26, 2018.